This year, so far, year to date, counting our websites, that is cbcg.org, Church at Home, the sermon videos, and also our Spanish website, run by Miguel Mercia and Gilivando Elizondo. I think I'm getting that down pretty correct. Okay. He is doing translating and adding things to the Spanish website. Okay. Miguel Mercia is taking Church at Home and putting in Spanish translation as a running line across the bottom. Okay. Now, compared to last year, up to this time, we have had 100,000 more visitors than we did last year. Yes. We are reaching new people with Church at Home. We are reaching longtime ex-members who dropped out, and somehow God is pricking their conscience to come back. You know, we may have a lot of prodigal sons and a lot of prodigal daughters come back. See, because God is not going to let them lose salvation over the problems and difficulties of a sinful ministry that didn't feed the flock and didn't teach the brethren. And so we're restoring a lot of them. I had one woman that I talked to from North Carolina, and she called, "Is this Fred?" "Yeah, this is Fred." I just happened to pick up the phone at that time. "Well, I want to tell you that I'm so excited to get back." She said the thing that really did it for me was the CD that you sent out with the resignation and the rest of the story, 1 and 2, and oh, that invisible idol, visible man, that did it. That really helped me to understand. How many other people are out there like that? Well, brethren, pray that God will bring them back. We don't want to see them end up in difficulties and problems. We don't want them to lose salvation. Remember this, as long as there's life, there's hope. See? We covered about repentance today, right? And if God leads them to repentance and brings them back, we better not have them come back to the same old skubala. You know what skubala is? That's Greek for dung. There's another English word, four-letter word, which explains it too. They don't want to come back to the same nonsense that caused them confusion and disillusionment and lack of faith. They need to come back where they know they're forgiven, God loves them, they can be restored. Remember, God is in the business of restoration and redemption. And that's why we have the title, Restoring Original Christianity for Today. Now, one of the things that Ron and Aaron Carey, they're both webmasters for cbcg.org, they suggested that we be able to set up what is called a portal, a portal, website entitled Restoring Original Christianity. When anybody Googles, they will come there. We will have this as a special website where they can, we'll explain about ourselves, we'll explain about what we're doing, we'll keep it short and sweet and direct to the point. One page. They can click here for cbcg.org where we have hundreds of sermons. They can click here for Church at Home. They can click here for Si Habla Español. They can click here for the sermon videos. The other suggestion they had was to buy a Facebook page without discussions. Tell them about ourselves and update it once a week. That way, those with Facebook, they can go to Restoring Original Christianity. They can go to cbcg.org. They can go to Church at Home. And if they like it, they have a place where they can click on their Facebook thing and send it to all of their friends. So you see, if these things work, so pray that God will bless those things, brother. We have the Bible. We have the books. We have the literature. We have the sermons. We've all been working. But you see, all of that work is in preparation that if God wants to open the doors and work with more people, we're ready. That means all of you have to be ready. You have to be able to help new people. You have to be able to explain the Bible to them. You have to be able to encourage them. You have to be accepting of their coming from drugs, alcohol, illicit sex. That's what the generation is. Is that not true? Yes, indeed. They want to get their lives squared around, and they can. So we talked about all of those things as well. Then we also talked about how are we going to approach the Protestants in a better manner. Now, we'll expand on this a little bit more, but let's come here to Romans 10. Okay, I still have 7.5 minutes, Dwayne. Linda's getting her arms ready. I can see it right now. Okay. Now, they speak of Jesus, but they have another Jesus. They love the Lord. Many of them are zealous. They've done a lot of good works. They feed the poor. They help the homeless. They do these things. Those are good things. But in helping them to come out of it, we need not treat it like a fly on the wall. And the way you get rid of the fly is use a 105 howitzer. You got the fly, but you destroyed the wall. You know, you can almost see this. Honey, what are you doing? I'm going to get that fly. It's up on the wall. What are you doing with this cannon? I'm going to get it. I'm going to kill it. Don't do that. You're going to blow up the house. Leave me alone. I'm going to get this fly. Boom. You blew up the whole house, dear. See? All right. They fall into the same category as the Jews and their traditions. Is Sunday their tradition? Is Christmas their tradition? Yes. Do they have the Bible? Yes. Do many of them study it? Yes. Do many of them have questions concerning the Sabbath? Yes. They can go to their preacher and say, well, the Bible says it's the seventh day. What do you say? Well, the Bible does, but we do it on Sunday. Aren't we good people? Okay. All right. So here's how we need to approach it. Verse 1, Romans 10. Brethren, the earnest desire of my heart and my supplication to God for Israel, we can just put Protestants there, is salvation. For I testify of them that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. Isn't that true? They have part of the knowledge. For they, being ignorant of the righteousness that comes from God and seeking to establish their own righteousness, all the days they keep, all the works that they do, see, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. And then they come to verse 4, for Christ is the end of the law. And they don't have a clue. Christ is the end of works of law, human works, of the traditions of the rabbis, the traditions of the Muslims, the traditions of the Hindus, the traditions of the Buddhists. And let me just tell you this. Someone told me down in Orlando, the greatest problem among the Chinese is meaninglessness. They don't know why they're here. They don't know where they're going. They don't know what they're doing. How God is going to deal with them, we don't know. But that's out there. Christ is also the end of works of Protestant works, Catholic works. And yes, Church of God works that are the same as human traditions. See? Like we explained, what kind of relationship we have with God. So we want to go to them and say, now we know you love God. But are you sure that you love him the right way, the Bible says? We know that you want salvation, but do you know what salvation really means? We know that you want to have your sins forgiven. But what does that mean? And then we'll teach them and show them that they can have their sins forgiven, but unless they're in a covenant with Jesus Christ for eternal life through baptism and conjoining to his sacrifice, and you're in that covenant, and you have pledged your life in a baptism, you don't have any salvation. And a lot of them say you don't even need to be baptized anymore. Okay? So we need to figure out how to do it. And another thing we need to, and I've got 2 minutes left, Dwayne. We need to figure out a program in approaching the Protestant ministers who have doubts, who have had problems, who have doctrinal questions, so we can help them. Here it is. Right here. Okay, I'm done.